Well, yeah, I don't. I
Yeah.
haven't played this stuff next, so I don't know. Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to say because I haven't said those stuff, which is really weird. Where it just got banned out. Because I never. I
I
usually
don't
never
know.
talk. That's the thing. I usually never talk. I usually have my mic on.
Just slap your dick, sir. It's been a really bad boy.
Isn't that unprofessional to say?
No, that's what you said.
What?
I'm still reading these complaints we've gotten. I'm slapping my dick right now.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way, 'cause I.
You keep, this person says he keeps yelling about how Epstein didn't kill himself during missions.
What?
Yeah. And like, Epstein totally did kill himself.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
Well, whoa, what are you doing?
Well, I don't. I mean, right now I was in bed and then I get the call from you guys, PlayStation. And
Oh, you're just making loud noises.
oh no, it's because I'm.
Traditional wings! Boneless wings! Hand-breaded tenders! Cauliflower wings! Naked
Huh?
tenders.
What?
That's right. This is more stuff. These are the things. Fried pickles, mozzarella sticks, cheddar cheese curds, beer battered onion
Wait,
rings,
what?
French fries, potato wedges, tots, everything pretzel knots.
I don't understand what you're telling me right now.
I'm reading things to you.
But you're saying it super loud. So yeah.
I'm sorry, they're just exclamation points after everything.
Oh.
It's just hard to come across when,
Yeah.
you're on the
Yeah, I
phone.
understand.
I'm sorry.
But so yeah. I don't know how to prove that I haven't said anything, but like you guys said, you guys record stuff, like even when you guys make like a party chat and stuff. If you guys can listen to my stuff every time I'm in the party chat to prove my innocence. 'Cause like I have never said those things, and I have people to back me up too. I'm pretty sure if they even are willing to back me up, because they can be jerks.
You have the people to bug you up.
Yeah, I can. I have guys.
Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich. Southern chicken sandwich. Nashville hot chicken
Wow.
sandwich. Smoked brisket sandwich.
Okay. So yeah.
It's
Plus.
bizarre. Buffalo Blue Burger.
Yeah, I don't.
You're deviant. How could you say these
I haven't
things?
said those things. That's the thing. I haven't said those things, not even once. I'm not the type of person that likes to say those things.
You're shit
I'm really
talking,
not. I'm really not. I'm really
but
not.
had a live deep fake AI making it appear that you were behaving and not saying
Well,
anything.
I can. I mean,
We know your tech, sir. We know your
What?
tech.
Okay, what text?
Peruvian puff pepper.
I'm pretty sure I haven't never said that. None of those stuff.
Oh. You have.
Is,
tots.
Is there a way I can get, like, you guys send me an image of the stuff that I said?
How can we send an image of things you've said?
I don't know, because I'm pretty sure all of this stuff...
Does that even make sense?
I mean, it could. I mean, you guys have, like...
Can you just apologize, please? Hmm? Apologize.
What do you mean, apologize?
I'm going to need an apology, please.
I mean, I am sorry. I mean, it's not like I'm not. I am sorry, but, like, it's just... How am I going to be sorry for stuff that I haven't said? It just doesn't make sense.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck, sir?
I'm making a prank call right now.
We also have a recording of you leaving your mic on and screaming at your mom to bring you soda.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Bring back jam and jalapeno sauce.
Okay, yeah. That's,
bring me my soda, mom.
That's definitely not me. That's okay. Nah, I'm being pranked. This is a prank, right?
Do you live with your mom? No, sir. This is very serious.
I mean, you don't sound serious, and it's just... I'm pretty sure some of the stuff that you said... There's no way, because I never talk... Like I said, I never talk during the and when I'm at party with PlayStation. I mostly talk on party chat on Black Ops...
We're always recording. Just
yeah, I know. I'm mostly talking in Modern Warfare when I'm playing Warzone with people that I know and stuff. And so, like, I just don't understand why would I say those stuff? I have never said those things.
All right, can we bring this conversation back to your uncut penis?
Okay, no, this is a form of PS4 account though.
No, because there's more information.
Okay,
here.
No, I get the situation now, but I'm really trying to get my account, and I just. So is there a way I can get it back, or?
Yeah, we're gonna need you to play Black Ops like a man. What kind of dudes are you into?
I'm pretty sure this is unprofessional.
All right, let me come clean. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Mm-hmm. I work with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a picture of you on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I think you're hot and I want to sleep with you. And she gave me your phone number so we can hook up.
Really?
She said she wants you to get your dick wet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't think she will ever do that. That's just weird.
Your mom's pretty cool. You should give her a chance. Listen to your mom. Come here and get your dick wet. Your mom's the best wingman ever.
You sound drunk, kind of.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was talking to someone here. No.
Your mom selling drugs?
No, not you. I was talking to my, to a person that just got into the house. I don't think that's, I don't even know you. This just doesn't make sense.
Well, she said you need to get the cobwebs out of your skeet.
What is that? What?
You should be thankful. You should definitely be thankful of your mom, sir.
Yep.
It's Thanksgiving. You didn't even mention your mom.
People know such a thing.
You don't know your mom.
Hmm?
Like I know my mom.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay, well, just because you came out of her vagine.
How did she give her the phone number? She doesn't understand English. That's what I don't get.
Well, I kind of took it from her phone.
Hmm?
I mean, she handed me her phone. I was trying to help her figure something out. She was trying to get this picture uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she gave it to me, and then she's like, oh, that's my phone.
Well, she usually showed me a picture of you, and then... not stranger, if that's the case.
No, that's okay. We're not strangers.
So then, what? Well,
my mom would kick your mom's ass. Okay?
That's kind of weird. How old are you anyways?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Mm-mm. You're 20.
Yes, I am 20. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Are you lying about your age, or?
No. Why? Your mom said Tokar
Elpenning. Are you guys like do you guys work together or something, or what's
Yeah, I don't know why you're asking so many questions. I mean, why are you making it weird?
It's just you called me saying that you were PlayStation support.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm not 21, I'm 58.
Hmm. So how did you get this number? I don't understand. How did you get this number?
From your mom.
There's no way.
You're old enough to know how to do it, yet still young enough to be tight.
No, I know, but this is, I'm still trying to understand. How did you get this number?
I told you, from your mom.
How? Are you guys like work together or something, or what? What's this?
Tokar Elpeni de Miho Hiho.
What?
Do you know Espanol?
Yes, I do.
Tokar Elpeni de Mi Hiho.
I don't understand what you. I don't know what that means.
It says touch. It means touch my son's penis.
Say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, she would never say something like that.
She did.
Well, I'm pretty sure she did.
That's what she said, and she also said, "Quítate los pantalones, puta," and I was like, "Whoa."
Yeah, there's no way she would say something like that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she said that.
No, I'm pretty sure not.
Your mom wants some grandkids, now.
Where are you from, by the way? Where are you from?
Well, I live in the same city.
What city? What's the name of the city?
None of your business.
Yeah, because you don't live in the same city. That's the thing.
You don't even know.
Exactly. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, why are you asking so many questions?
Why? Because you call me randomly.
Where do you live?
You call me your PlayStation support. And I'm just, this is weird. It's gotten weird.
Why is it weird?
Because first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, you call acting as a PlayStation support.
I'm in Newport. Where are you? I am in Newport.
Newport where? There's plenty of Newports. In
Rhode Island, fool.
And you how old do you think you were? Maybe what?
58. Scare tactics.
So you're a Newport, and I won't give you my phone number.
Yeah.
Really? That's really far away, huh? really far away.
Yeah. Is it?
And I'm pretty sure my mom hasn't gone that far away.
Oh, yeah, you keep a tracker on your mom? Stupid.
No, I work with her every day, so I know.
That's nice, honey.
How did you get this number exactly?
From your mom.
Yeah, you see,
your mom and I are like this.
It's hard for me to believe that. How did you get this number?
Look, your mom and I are like this. I'm actually outside of your place right now.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Look outside.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid to. How do you know where I live? Either way, where do I live?
Because.
Can you describe the house, the place, the street?
It's a nice house.
What was that?
It's white. I'm under the window. Go out and check the mailbox.
Second floor. The first floor.
Go out and check the mailbox.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid to.
It's kind of like the talented Mr. Ripley. Except your mom hired me to get you laid instead of bring you back from Italy. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
Yeah, I guess I should. So how do you...
Boneless wings lunch combo! Chicken Caesar salad lunch combo! Oh, was that your fire alarm?
No.
You need to change the batteries in that. Can you go ahead and do that real quick?
If it's beeping, it's because it's working. If it didn't have the battery, it's going to be off.
No, that's not how it works, honey. Who told you that? Oh, see, go get a 9-volt battery. No, that's not working. That's dying.
How do you get this number? And I want to know. And I'm pretty sure you're not at my house right now because you're having.
I'm going to brush your hair. Yeah, okay? No. I'm going to brush your fucking hair and you're going to be like, yeah, baby.
No.
If you just do one thing, okay? Go get yourself a 9-volt battery and replace that in your fire alarm. So if your fucking house catches on fire, you don't fucking die.
All right.
Can you do that? Answer me.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Are you checking your mailbox?
Why would I check my mailbox? You're not even at my house. That's not a possibility. Plus, why would I go outside?
Oh, because I left something.
What color is your mailbox then?
I don't know. It's fucking dark.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can see the color of the mailbox.
I'm blind.
That's not a lie. So how did you get this number? That's what I want to know. Just tell me the truth.
Oh, okay. Your mom gave it to me.
She didn't.
Silver.
She didn't. I'm pretty sure she did.
Silver! And you know how you test the 9-volt?
They say who?
You know the 9-volt batteries? Do you know how those work?
Okay. If you're my house right now, what color is the house right now?
I don't know. It looks white. Hello.
Yeah, I'm waiting for your answer.
I said it looks white.
It looks what?
I don't know. It's light.
Light.
Like fucking white or something. I don't know.
Are you high or something?
No, I don't do drugs. How fucking dare you?
Are you drunk?
No.
What?
Are you?
No. What's?
You're not old enough to drink.
Huh?
You're not even old enough
I've
to drink
before.
What? Maybe that's... Do you drink when you play video games?
Not really. All right.
You black out and you talk about making grilled cheese sandwiches with ladies' boobs?
Yeah, you see, that's just not true. I didn't believe none of the things that you said right away, so...
Sonic Boom!
What do you, who's, I just want to know, who gave you my number? That's all I want to know. It's just a simple answer.
Maybe it was one of your friends.
Yeah, I don't have friends.
Okay, well, it was your mom. She says she's your best friend.
I even barely talk to them. So, can I, just tell me the truth. Where do you get this phone number exactly?
Well, honey, I got it from your mom. She says that sometimes you drink so much you black out and you scream out the Buffalo Wild Wings menu.
Yeah, I don't...
Why don't you have any friends? What's going on?
What?
Why don't you have friends?
Because I don't trust any of them. All right, so...
You don't trust any of your friends?
I don't need friends. That's all. How do you get this number? I'm pretty sure my mom did not give you this number, so please tell me the truth right now.
Oh, well, why? I'm kind of sad that you don't have friends.
Don't worry about that.
I am.
No, you don't have to. Don't worry. How'd you get this number?
Will you be my friend?
Not until you tell me how'd you get this number.
Well, your mom gave it to me.
That's not, did you see, you're lying again.
I think she texted me on accident.
She texted you on accident.
Yeah, I just got a random text.
Are you that number, that 1508 number? I called her saying calling for me or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
she gave it to me.
Then who are you then? Who are you? Because I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know you either. My name's Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you not trust anybody?
Hmm? I got my reasons.
Why don't
reasons.
You trust anybody?
Reasons.
What are they?
I don't wanna talk that with you. Because I don't know you. Once again, I don't know you. And
Well, that's okay.
Hmm?
We can get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that anymore.
Why?
Because, listen, you called.
What?
Trying to be freaking PlayStation support.
Yeah.
Alright, that's weird. Oh. And you said that my mom gave it my phone number, which I still don't believe.
She did!
I still don't believe. And you said that you are in my house right now, in which I really did not believe.
Well, I was like 15 minutes ago when I told you that.
All right, how about this? If that's
What?
true, come back, and if you see a white band, stand on it, like stand next to it.
Stand
No, no,
on
stand
it?
next to it.
Okay. Can I just ask you something? Have you ever had a dream that you had to you could you do you what you what you could do
You
so
can stop doing that
you do you
stuff
could
now.
you
You can
want
stop.
you
You can
wanted
stop
him
now.
to
You can
do
stop now.
you so much you could do anything?
Yeah, you can stop now.
What?
I already know that. That's a freaking mean thing with the kid or whatever.
Isn't he the cutest kid ever? I love him. Oh, you've heard that before? Have you heard the Watts Beats remix?
What is that?
It's like a remix of him doing that, and it's fucking adorable.
No, I haven't. So, do you
You should
what do you
look
what
it
do you
up.
do you work?
It's
Do you have a job? What's your job?
I do
What do you
work.
work at?
I work for, well, I'm self-employed and I sell vitamins.
Vitamins, like what type of vitamins? You mean drugs?
You
You
know,
mean
like,
drugs? You sell drugs? Is that what you're saying?
no, excuse me.
I mean, then what?
I'm clean.
Okay. Then what vitamins are you talking about? You're like a nurse, a doctor? What are you?
I wouldn't say I haven't. It's mostly B12, but I call it Rachel-tastic. I made them myself, and so they're these capsules, and they have smiley faces on them, and then you take them, and it makes you poop a lot, and then it helps you lose weight, and then also gives you energy.
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm really trying to look for a job. I mean, I found one. I'm just waiting for a response.
Oh, so when you told me that you worked with your mom earlier, you were fucking lying? When you told me that you worked with your mom every day, you were lying?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm not lying.
You lied to me. You said, I work with my mom every day. I don't know
Well, of course I
you.
do. I don't know you. I don't know you.
Does he have his in?
What?
Your I-9 form?
What? My R9 core. What? What is
Yes.
that? What are you trying to say?
I'm just looking to see if you have all your ducks in a
Yes,
row.
I do.
What kind of a van do you have?
Huh?
Are there windows? Are there
It's not my van.
windows?
It's just a random white van that is parked outside.
Oh, it's not yours? Whose is
Don't
it?
know. Can you stay next to me?
Not yet. I'm coming. I'm fucking cold. Are you gonna invite me in?
Well, yeah, that's not a thing that's gonna happen because I don't know you.
Can I tell you something? I'm in the van right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm inside the van.
How are you inside the van? Can you stand next to him?
Do you see me? I'm looking out the window.
Can you
I'm waving to you. Hi!
come out of the
Do you
van?
see me? It's, but it's cold.
Well, come out of the vent.
No.
Come I'm not gonna here. Go down until I see you.
Do you wanna have a kiki?
No, I want to see how you're doing.
Don't you know how to use a Slim Jim? I'm sorry I dinged your van when I was getting into it.
Can't you just come out of the van?
Well, I'm not wearing any pants.
Can't just come on then.
I can't. I'm not wearing any pants.
Then just, I don't know. I'm not going up there.
I feel like your voice is getting very husky with desire.
Hmm?
Your voice is getting husky with desire.
No, I'm just tired.
Also, I'm stuck under the seat. My shoe's stuck. Help me.
Can you just come out of the van? Come on.
My shoes. No, my shoe's stuck. I can't get out. I don't want to lose my kids. I'm not taking my shoe off.
You don't want to lose your what?
Kids.
Kids.
They're shoes, fool. They're shoes. Help me. Do you have a flashlight?
I'm pretty sure you can. You can turn on your car's light. Or you're using a phone right now. Your phone has a flashlight.
Well, it's a flip phone.
They still have a flashlight.
No, they don't.
So how do you get this number? Actually,
this is one of those brick phones from the 80s. Mm. Late 80s, early 90s. Mm.
Well, I'm not going to come down gentle. I see how you look like, so.
You want to see how I look like? But I'm under the seat. I'm under it.
You're under the seat.
I can't get out.
You see, it's really hard for me to believe that.
Are you from Michoacan?
What?
Michoacan.
What is that?
That's right. Just how I like my man. Late 80s, early 90s. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, how do you got this number? And why are you...
Did you just call me ma'am?
No, I said miss. So how do you get this number? And if it's that you banned, why are you parked over there?
It's not my van.
And whose van is that?
I don't know.
And you're in it right now?
There's all kinds of weird computers.
And you're in
here.
It right now?
Yeah,
you see.
Stuck under the seat.
You see, it's just hard to believe everything that you're saying right now.
It's not my fault you can't believe people.
Well, I'm asking you to like go outside of the van, and you're just not listening.
Can you bring your baggy foreskin out and use it as a camois to polish the van?
Mm-hmm. No.
Please?
Come outside of the van.
But I can't.
Why?
Because I'm stuck under the seat.
You can get up.
I like literally I'm trying right now and I can't.
Can you reach the steering wheel?
No, I'm in the back. I'm under the seat.
What? How are you under the seat? What?
I was trying to be sneaky. Please just come over here and help me.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That's not.
I have to pee.
Then go take pee.
I can't.
How are you stuck?
Under the seat. Under the seat. Under the seat. Nothing is better. Take it from me. You know, like the Little Mermaid song. I'm moist.
Well, good for you.
I'm super tiny and I got caught in the springs.
I'm not sure if I should believe that.
I think I need to poop a little bit, too. Do you have any toilet paper?
We do, but we don't. I don't know you, so it's not happening.
I've literally been living off underseat french fries for, like, 3 hours. I'm a tiny ninja, and I need help. I'm basically Thumbelina with a giant ass. I bet you like ass, don't you? You like them big booty hoes? Can you bring me some crackers? Please. Please.
Yeah, I don't feel safe right now. I don't feel safe right now.
Why? What does that mean?
I do not feel safe because if you live in that van outside of my house, then you need to move that van somewhere else.
I don't live in it. This isn't even my van.
Then whose van is that?
Here. Let me get him on the phone. Let me see if I can get him. I have to pee. Don't you see me waving?
What?
Can you come and empty my pee bottle?
You can go outside and pee.
Please. What?
You can go outside and pee. I'm not going outside.
I gotta go pee.
What?
I gotta pee so bad.
Then go outside and pee out on the streets.
No, I can't do it. You gotta pee. Help me. Be my hero.
You can be your own hero, pretty sure.
My own hero?
Yeah.
You know what? Did your mom even teach you how to be a nice man?
She has, but I just don't know you, so I don't.
Obviously not. You're not even helpful.
I do not know you. I do not know you.
Are you trapped under a seat right now?
You see, that just doesn't make sense. How are you trapped under a seat? That doesn't make sense.
I'm tiny.
Yeah, you're tiny. You can get out.
I'm stuck on this spring, motherfucker.
How are you stuck on the spring? What?
I told you it's under the seat. You're not a very good listener.
I am.
No.
No.
You're not.
No, I am, but in this case, it's just... I don't know.
Will you sing to me while I pee real quick?
That's just weird. Please? That's weird. I'm not doing that.
Just tell me a story real quick while I pee. Please? Please!
Why are you going to pee?
I'm going to pee in a bottle. But I don't want to hear... I don't want you to hear me make the pee-pee noises.
Well, I don't care. You can do it. Please, I'm not singing or I'm not telling a story. That's just weird.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm gonna pee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a story.
I don't know any stories.
Are you going to school?
Not at this moment.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm taking a break from school. And then I'm going back later.
That never works.
It's working for me so far.
You're going to be a homeless man?
Hmm?
You're going to be a homeless man.
Nah, pretty sure I'm not. Already how my future said. I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I already have my future set. I know what I'm going to do. So how did you actually get this number?
I don't know how many goddamn times I have to tell you.
I just do not believe that my mom gave you that phone number. So what phone are you using right now?
Do what now?
What phone are you using right now?
I just peed.
What phone are you using?
What do you mean?
What phone? What type of phone do you use?
I call it my Zach Morris phone.
What?
My Zach Morris phone. You're too young to even know about Zach Morris, aren't you? I did. I went pee. Will you please come and empty this pee bottle now?
I'm not going to let it.
It's a Nokia 3310.
Do you know what that is?
I know what that is.
I have some of Screech sex tapes. Are you interested? Screech!
Sure. Can you come outside and, like, stay next to the band so I can see?
Well, now my hands are full. I have a phone in one hand and a pee bottle full of pee in the other hand.
I think I'm going to go to sleep now. You have it, yeah.
Well, can you just open the door? Come over and open
the
door.
I'm not going to open the door.
Please.
I'm not going to go down there. I'm not opening the door. Sorry.
Why are you scared?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tiny little lady. I will not hurt you. I promise.
Yeah, but I don't know who else is there, so...
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Have you been, like, gang raped before? What's going on here? What's your history?
What?
Have you been gang raped before? What's your history?
I do not have history. And no, I haven't gone gang raped. Or whatever that is.
Is your butthole a virgin?
No, not really. Not that I know of.
Can you Can you let me, can I store my pee bottle in your fridge?
All right, I'm hanging up now.
Okay, I love
you.
Yeah,
don't say that. I don't know you.
I'll watch you sleep.
That's weird.
I'll
That's watch weird.
You
Goodbye.
Sleep. I love
That's
you.
Weird. Goodbye.
Well, it's not the first time. Oh. Wow. You gay fool. He put up with a lot. That was fun. Do you think up? Yeah, that was the line. He was like, whoa. Too much, bitch. Too much. Disgusting. He did. Ooh. Ooh, this should be a fun one. Okay. That was fun. Thank you guys for being sassy with that man, with me, with that little boy, with me. You guys always have the best ideas. Yeah, he's totally gonna be like, fucking look in there. Walter, you be nice to Hank. What are you doing? Don't be all aggressive to the Hanky. He's good. Don't be mean. What are you being weird for? Be nice. Be nice to my little Hanky. You little turd. You be nice to Hank, Walter. He's an old man. He can't even hear you growling at him. Okay. Brr. What? 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 Ah. I hear you. Stop it. Ooh, what? Oh, no. See what I did there? Don't do it. Said he didn't feel safe, but then he just went to sleep. Okay, thanks, guys. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Can't have nothing nice. Shh. Look away. Look away, you guys. Look away. Once there was a way. I broke the rules. Thanks, P. P gets a pass. Alright, be on sleeping people. Do it, bucket of walnuts. That'd be perfect. Wow, this fucking phone just rings forever. I like it. Okay. Cellular. Have you seen that, Dev? What is it? YouTube? What is it? I'm gonna play multiple things. Hold on. Ah! Oh, God. Saved by the Bell. Oh, yeah, the reboot. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the Bell. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the Bell. Hell yeah. On Peacock.
Remember all the dances we had in this gym? Ever wish you could go back?
Sure do.
Going to Bayside is gonna change our lives.
Hey, buddy.
You're an honors English?
Yeah, it's an honor to teach me. These Bayside kids weren't exactly raised to have a killer instinct.
I have a Kardashian coming at lunch.
Who, Rob?
Shut up. He's still in their family.
Okay. Yes, I have. I'm a little excited about it. Why the fuck not? I'll check it out. Yes. I'll fucking check it out. Don't judge me. Suck it, losers. No, he's so hot. How dare you? They all look real good. Hard pass. That looks terrible. It does look pretty terrible. But, you know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
God damn it. Brent.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
How you doing?
Rachel who?
Rachel Slur. I was calling to give you some help.
How?
I don't know. Somebody forwarded me your information and said you were in need of assistance.
How'd you get my phone to work?
I'm sorry?
How'd you get my phone to work?
Joel.
Oh, well, my phone's working. That's awesome.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, all right. Normally, I'm, side of the times. It's such a comprehensive thing. I mean, like, I was supposed to go see my mom for Thanksgiving. It's just a little... just laying down here and just kind of resting, and the phone started ringing. And I can't really expect anybody to, I don't know, it's just really crazy. Where are you from?
Oh, well, originally I'm from California, but I'm out here now.
Are you with Verizon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Sweetheart, I mean, like, I would be able to make my payment, like, the first of the month or the second, if I $100, if I could keep my phone going until then. Other than that, I don't know what else. That's a the overwhelming thing that someone want to help me. I don't know how much of an angel you are, but like if I could do that, that'd be great. I just like to go up on it.
Yeah, what's good? Just tell me what's going on.
Well, I mean, the money ran out under this pandemic, and like my phone just instead it just got cut off. So I'm like, I don't know. It's just holidays, sad people away from people you love, people that passed away, and it just feels overwhelming sometimes. But like, I mean, I'm not like suicidal or anything, if that's the question, but it's just I don't really know what else to say. Like, what are you authorized to help with?
kind of anything. I mean, really, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. So you're not able to pay your bill right now?
Right now, no. I mean, like, I wouldn't really know where to begin as the whole thing. It's such a long, drawn-out deal, but, like, you know, I'm, like, Americans with Disability Act, compromise, and I'm, like, I'm on disability, and, like, it's just it's one thing after the other, so, like, I'm just kind of find myself today with, down to like $50, maybe, you know, just so many different things. Like, for instance, I didn't get in a wreck or DUI or anything 3 years ago because of my cognitive function and being like taken off of meds and stuff. I guess that my insurance, I got stopped and my insurance was, it expired. So in this state, when you have trouble with your insurance, the second it expires, they make you pay SR-22 insurance for 3 years. So like for the last year, I paid $2,000 to drive any old car, liability only, and like it's just really, it's kind of just ridiculous. I wouldn't really know where to begin. Like the things that have, you know. I just kind of woke up, so I guess I'm kind of waking up here to answer this angel's question. But I don't know. I'm just like living out here in South Carolina, and I know everybody. A lot of people have a lot going on. I don't know if you want to ask me a specific question or something. I don't really know how to go about it.
What were you talking about? Your cognitive function?
Well, I guess that's just my cognitive function. Haggard, and it's just a lot of responsibility out there being a human being. And I had it going pretty good, and then, like, I thought I was fairly good, and then this morning it said that my phone was interrupted, so I don't know. It's just real hard to get a job down here because everyone's, like, COVID-ed up, and it's just like the earth is all different. That's right, yeah.
Would you be willing to be gay for pay?
Gay for pay?
Yeah.
For a girl?
What?
You mean gay for some dudes or something, or gay for a girl?
No, gay for pay, to like be gay, do gay things for money.
Like what?
I don't like suck dicks and stuff.
You like what? Sex and stuff?
Yeah, like suck dicks.
No, I'm good on that.
I'll give you a month's credit if you slap your dick on the phone.
Oh, I can do that.
Do it.
I wish you were here.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yeah, that voice would sound a lot better sitting next to me.
What would you want to do?
Anything you'd let me, if you were cool. Mm-hmm. You're as good as that voice sounds.
I am cool, and my legs are wide open.
Where do you live?
I'm in Charleston.
What? Well, you want to come hang out?
Yeah, where are you at?
On Solid Gray.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like, girl, like, I can't even, like, totally different. It's just a little story. I kind of work on, like, a Nobel Peace Prize. I went to UC Berkeley. That's neither here nor there. You want to come by and see me, you're more than welcome to me.
I would. So, you'll do anything?
If you just, I mean, it depends on, if you look as good, half as good as your voice sounds, I'm not going to be rude. I promise you that. I can play guitar or something or whatever. You can spend the night on a boat or whatever you want to do. What do you look like? You sound adorable.
Yeah, I am adorable.
How did you get my name and number?
I told you it was Joel.
Who's Joel?
Huh?
It's Joel.
Joel.
Who's Joel?
I don't know.
I'm not going to look at gift horse in the mouth. Well, where are you at?
Do you know where the Dairy Queen is?
Which one?
The one in town.
Well, there's probably a couple of them.
Well, I'm by the one and the Walmart.
Where Walmart?
Do you know where Charleston is?
Yeah, I'm in right outside of Charleston, near Folly Beach. You get James Island?
Yeah.
There's not a Dairy Queen in South Carolina.
Yeah, there is.
Okay,
I am the Dairy Queen. I'm lactating.
You are? You pregnant?
No.
My goodness, do you have a car? You want to come drive in and see me? Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I want to watch you suck another guy's dick.
No, I don't like to pass on that.
Why?
Well, I want to do that.
Because it would turn me on?
I bet I can turn you on beyond your wildest dreams.
How?
You guys are just seeing me, and I'm like Kundalini Shiva, like, half Jewish, dude. I'm just, trust me, like, Seminal Kung Fu, Man Talk Chia, my
You said you're half Jewish.
Well, my grandmother was a Buchenwald Holocaust survivor, and my family in this town are all Jewish.
Gross.
Gross. Not Jewish, like, look Jewish, like, you just have no idea. My father's a, you have no idea when I say Jewish. You've never seen anything Jewish like this, baby, trust me. My grandfather was an officer in World War II that liberated my French, Prussian medical doctor's daughter from Buchenwald concentration camp and had my father over there. He's the vice president of Morgan Stanley Being Wooded. We don't talk. But Richard Gere never had shit on him. He must have never seen a picture of me, because I'm sure if you like the way Jesus looks, you'll love me.
Oh, like, you look like Jesus?
My picture. I'll tell you my Facebook page if you want to look at my picture.
Yeah.
Well, there's like Brent Lester on Facebook. That's my Facebook page. You can look at that.
Which one is?
Brent Lesser, BrentLesser. There's a picture of me and my ex real serious girl, black hair, right
your
on
your ex? Thing.
Yeah, we don't see each other anymore, but that's just the picture that's there while you go looking at other ones or whatever.
Brent Lesser. Oh, there you go.
LESSER.
Oh, okay. Oh, you look pretty Jewy. Oh, you look like, you kind of look like Napoleon Dynamite.
heard that. I feel like Napoleon Dynamite sometimes.
Yeah. You do, like, in your old ass photos, you look like Napoleon Dynamite. Ooh. Who's that handsome gentleman in the hat? Is that you?
No, I don't have it with me. Look at his problem. You should bring another girl if you think you want to really look good. Or just bring yourself.
Bring another girl?
I mean, you could. I don't know what I'm going to do, so I can just see what. Man, quit teasing me.
What do you mean, teasing you? Slap your dick on the phone.
I'm stroking it in my hand right now.
Let me hear it. Is it hard?
This is like nice and
slap it on the phone. Let me hear it. Harder. Harder.
I'm just jerking it right now. I don't want to. I know how to not make myself calm though. So I'm just sitting here listening to you and just getting like a little steady stroke.
Yeah. How long can you last?
So you couldn't stand anything. You couldn't make me come if you tried. Yeah, until I wanted to.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I'll bet double or nothing on it.
Oh, I can make you come.
We'll see.
I'll make you come and I'll make you cry at the same time.
We'll see. You make me cry in a good way?
Oh, yeah. Cry from your penis.
I love you that all the way. Like, several times.
Use your tears for lube.
I like you just come in your face and kiss. Get my cock in it slowly and shake, you know, like 10 times in the head and you go, like,
Will you rub your balls on the phone too? I love balls.
Well, you should make sure you get my number so we can do this all the time.
I got your number. You got my number?
I guess my phone's off until I pay the bill on Monday.
How much is your bill?
$100 a month.
All right, you got like a PayPal or something?
Well, I've got the Cash App.
Ooh, what's your Cash App hashtag?
Let me see. Are you really as half as adorable as you sound?
I'm, like, way more adorable than I sound.
Well, baby, I want to see you. It's just $musicaldelic. MUSICALDELIC.
Wait, hold on. I got to look you up here.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from California.
Where I went to school out there and like followed the dad out there a long time ago. Lived in Marin County and Fairfax. I'll let you ask all the questions.
Oh, I'll ask the questions. Okay, so it's $ what?
MUSIC.
Music.
AL. DELIC.
There you are. Musicaldelic. What does that mean?
That's just like my YouTube handle. Musical and Indelic. It just sounds. I started my Squarespace page with it and I just need to be open. It's just been like my Musicaldelic, psychedelic music. Like, not that, I can see everything the way someone can. I have, like, something's happening in my brain. It's like, a bee or something. Like, bees get, the queen bee and the worker bee start out genetically the same, but they all feed the queen different food, and she lives 30 times longer than flies. But you just have to meet me. I don't want to, like, intimidate you with me. Intelligence.
Oh, don't worry. You're not intimidating me with your intelligence, sweetheart. Thank you.
But I can play just guitar, music too. I'll be the coolest person you ever met.
You smoke weed?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? Oh, good. I'll bring some weed. Why don't you... How can I call her?
But how are you able to get a phone call through?
I've got magical powers, baby.
Say no more. Say no more. I'm like going to like Israel and like rule the world, maybe, or something. Like, it's a long story.
Mazel tov, motherfucker.
I mean, I think I'm supposed to, but like, I better just talk to you about when I see you.
Do you want to fall in love?
With someone, absolutely.
All right, let's fall in love. Oh, maybe I can bring my friend P and Panny.
Well, you or whatever you want to do, I'm not afraid. Play guitar. I mean, like, it's just a long story. But, like, I'm living on this boat overlooking the water near Folly Beach, solid green. It's like economically a good situation. It's one of the most beautiful places you'll ever be in your life. The boat's a little run down, but like, you can literally just like, you could walk around naked out here if you want to.
You got bugs?
I just had a little bit of money that my stepfather left me that passed away, and it's just basically pretty much run out. I'm not like, a BMW, a Land Rover, and all my stuff. But like, baby, I had all my shit stolen, like, for going to jail for like weed charges, and I had storage lockers, like, you know. The moment, the day before I'm getting ready to pay it, like, going to jail for, like, recharge, like, some possession or traffic stop, and just, like,
fuck that lost. Shit. Did y'all make it legal? Did we make it legal here? I don't even know what happened with the voting.
Of course it should. I think you should, of course, make it legal, but it's, like, pharmaceutical industries just really don't want it to happen because, like, so much of their medicine is just going to be, like, worth it. I mean, nobody's going to need it if they start smoking pot. Maybe they think they're not going to want it.
Yeah. Will you be my Manson?
Yeah. I just need to see you. Put a leash on me and walk around with me.
Okay. I'll walk around naked with you.
And put like a leash around my neck. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Send me a picture of you and I'll like, I want to save it because, like, honestly, I was just like, I mean, like, I was like milking something in one of the U.S. But it's just like that. Like, I've been doing this, like, seminal kung fu stuff. Like, started a long time ago, like, Muay Thai Chi. Like, okay, I'll try to explain to you in that show before the. The Asians built the Great Wall of China, like the shoguns and all that stuff. They had this inner alchemy, and then like when gunpowder came out, like all this inner alchemy about what made man like man, just got lost with the crutch of the gun, and like they hunted down like all these shoguns and stuff, and all this information was lost. And, like, the guy's name is Mantak Chia. You can look it up. You'll shit your pants when you read what I can do. Mantak Chia. And you look at that and you'll just like, run. We couldn't get here fast enough. But like, I gotta like, I do it. I mean, I don't, you know, I just like, make everybody feel better. And with your voice, and your voice is just about, like, it's perfectly easy to be. Like, my great-grandpa started Lesser Shores in this town on King Street. My last name's written in red marbles. Lesser Shores is a crystal shop, man.
Oh.
Are you playing with the pussy right now, or what?
Does it what?
No, are you playing with your pussy right now?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Not a lot, because I'm very sensitive. I have to be careful. I don't want to, like,
What are you thinking about, man?
I'm thinking about you sucking another guy's dick.
Why would you just think of that?
I don't know. Like, you talk so much that I would just love a dick to just be shoved into your mouth and just make you fucking choke.
Dude, I just can't really do that. It's like, my hierarchy, I mean, like, if you don't want, like, I don't want to say anything to scare you, but, like, you want me to win because we all have T cells inside of our body. And that's what keeps us alive. And like, I think the aliens.
Okay, wait. It's really hard to understand you, and I want to hear what you're saying. So what?
No, I just think at the end of the day, it's like the universe is made up of T cells, and why matter forms is we have the intelligence to keep ourselves alive. And no matter what you're doing, your T cells are fighting cancer inside of you. And when you do the wrong things, eventually, they don't want you to be around. And this isn't the wrong thing. That might be under. Dude, I'll suck your pussy. You can shove my head in your pussy. I don't like to call it that. Like, I don't like to say it's like you be meeting, like, Sarah, you'll just know it when, like, you see the lights with your eyes closed laying in the bed next to me. Oh, I really don't know how else to say. I can say, and I don't want to talk anymore. You call me about assistance out of nowhere, and I'd rather just be looking at you, perceiving you, and not talking about anything.
Oh, can I put my finger on your mouth and go shh?
Yes.
Yes.
You can choke me with your hands while you're on top of me, or whatever. I don't care. You can try to choke me. Dude, like I did a whole scene of nitrous whippets the other day.
Ooh, whippets!
I'd love to do some whippets with you.
Hell yeah. You got any?
I got the thing. I just think you go to the adult bookstore and get some, maybe, but I don't have. I got the little thing. I just don't have any more charges. We can get them in the morning. If not, in the morning.
Do you have one of your eyes closed right now?
I can if you want me to. I'm laying in the berth of this front of this boat, this 25-foot cabin cruiser, and, like, the front part, like, there's not a lot of headroom. And just lay down here, and nobody can see me, and I'm just, like, grabbing my car.
What are you thankful for?
Being alive.
It's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
All the basic stuff, but like really thankful that I'm listening to your sweet voice.
That's bullshit. You better come up with something better.
Well, I mean, just like I'm alive. And like, I understand what's going on this planet that I'm living in. It's very, very empowering. And like, I just have such great luck. Like,
who'd you vote for? Did you vote? Are you able to vote?
I'm able to vote, but you know what? I was just like, I didn't really give two shits about it because, like, none of them were like,
you're turning into a robot.
Shit, what do you want me to talk about, baby? I just want to, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, 1 second, you get inside.
I just want to hear you talk while I rub my clit.
Oh, baby. You want me to, like, all right, just pick what role. You want me to suggest it to you or just anything?
Anything.
Baby, first thing you gotta do is, like, bend your legs way back. And, like, feel the way how your hand feels different. Or, like, put your feet touching, the bottoms of your feet touching each other, like, you're making, like, and use your feet to, like, pull your pelvis up in the air. Like, right now, I got my feet holding my pelvis up in the air. And then I'm stroking your cock. Like, I want to start, like, a kundalini, like, show people how to enjoy making love. So many different things.
Oh, yeah.
Are you, like, just smoking gorgeous?
Yeah.
Ooh,
tell me about your first gay experience.
I didn't have any gay experiences. Why do you keep wanting to talk about the gay stuff?
I'm sorry, I'm just really into it. Oh.
You can't say you want to just, like, make... I mean, I don't want to have it, but... Anyway, baby, just whatever you want to imagine. I'm not upset if you want to imagine that. Whatever you want to imagine, baby. Whatever you want to imagine.
Oh, tell me about how you were probed by aliens.
Oh, baby, it was just like, they just sucked my cock. They didn't, like, shove it down my mouth. It just sucked. And, like, all different galaxies just coming. Like, right now, you could be an alien. And they're just like watching me with their like DARPA vision from like another existence. They're just like watching. So now like I'm circling my cock, but I'm not putting my pelvis into it. So I'm acting like I'm like sitting in a chair and it's just, oh, and then it's just like sucking my cock and like circling it. And I'm going to watch you get fucked by somebody.
Oh, my dick is so fucking hard right now.
You're dead. I mean, whatever. But whatever your sex organ is connected to your brain, whatever that is. If it's hard, then it's hard. But like, you got it in mind. Like, I love this. Thank you, sweetheart. I got a steady pace going on this thing. Like, you never see. Just like, help rocking my hip, my pelvis up. I can feel like sexual energy emanating from me, like a big, exposed on the car. I hope you feel it. I'm trying to put my pot on your pussy. So now I'm just like stroking my head go past me, like, while I'm beating my pelvis back. I can say, no. I can't help it, but just stroking it. No, it's, every cell in my body just wants to have an orgasm all the time. Listen.
Let me hear it.
I'm like a drummer, so, do you hear that?
No.
You don't? Oh, hold on, let me turn the Bluetooth speaker up, because that's probably messing the mic up. So let me show you, like, because I'm a musician. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
You hear it?
No.
Can you hear that? Oh, it's... Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
My cock in my hand, so I can do it like this. I don't have any lotion on it. I can do it slow. And never, the skin never gets red or irritated. I have like the perfect, it's like a banana.
Ooh, how big are you?
I'd say, I mean, my hand is as long as my head and my cock is as long as my hand.
Ooh.
I'd be like 7 or 8 or thick and curved, bigger than like as big as a regular banana. And it probably could get bigger because I haven't really had a real reason for it. Can do it, baby. Are you really going to come see me?
Yeah. How old are you? I mean, is age a big thing for you? Or?
No. How are you?
Well, I asked you first.
Baby, I mean, I've been on this planet for a while, but you look at me, look at those pictures. How do I look?
Let me look again. Let me see. Maybe in your 40s?
Bitch, I just turned 52.
52? Uh-oh. Because I'm only 16.
No, you can't do that. I don't think that's legal. I mean, there's no way you're 16.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to have a seat over there. So I understand you've been having a little chat here with our 16-year-old employee.
I understand you want to my you want to just blow your fucking brains out? You may blow your brains out. Did I see her?
Yeah, but I have the chat logs here, and you're saying some pretty crazy stuff. You're saying, oh, man, what if the whole galaxy, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, who the fuck are you, faggot? I'm fucking jacking my cock, and I will fucking knock your teeth down your fucking throat.
Oh, yeah, I heard you jack your cock, sir. It was very sexy. I jacked my cock to the sound of you jacking your cock. It was pretty great.
Well, that's why you'll never see me, Satan.
I'll never see you, Satan?
Yeah, Satan.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means, like, I guess this fun conversation's over.
Did you just zing me?
I guess this fun conversation's over.
What do you mean it's over? How come we're still talking if it's over?
Oh, no. You'll never see me, Satan.
Show title.
Yes! Oh, that was awesome.
That was nuts. Like, all that weird shit
he said. Yeah, he was fucking creepy as fuck. Serial killer material.
He got so pissed when I got on.
Did you see pictures of him? Ew.
No.
Oh, here, let me show you. Ugh.
Why would he call me Satan? That doesn't make any sense.
Because you're Satan.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's true.
Ew, now I'm going to have a picture of this man on my phone. I'm going to delete that shit. Ugh.
I wish we could post it in Mixlr for everyone to see. Have you posted it to me yet? Okay, I see it. Never
mind. Sorry, yeah. Oh,
wow. Okay.
But there's these, like, younger pictures of him, and he looks like, he looks like, what's his face? Napoleon Who? Dynamite.
Oh, I saw someone in the chat room say that.
Yeah, let me see if I can find this. He looks like fucking Napoleon Dynamite. It's great. Here, I'm going to send this one to you, too.
He looks a little like Dee Snider in this old one.
Dee Snider? Oh, yeah.
The Twisted Sister guy?
Yeah.
He's got a big nose.
Yeah, he does. He's half Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That shit was awesome. Thank you. And Ron Perlman.
He looks exactly like Napoleon.
Yeah, doesn't he? What the fuck? Aw.
And he's got a Where the Wild Things Are t-shirt on.
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
What a fucking great dude. Aw, thank you for being my Brad Hansen.
Anytime.
You're the best.
What, how old is this guy?
What did he say? He just turned 52.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Hello, cab.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I'm gonna end the show.
Yeah, I can't believe you did 3 hours. Holy shit.
I know. I gotta wake up early as fuck tomorrow, too.
I didn't think you would.
I know, I didn't think I would either, but these people were... I had lots of long calls. Please leave your message
for 470.
I had lots of long calls. Oh, God.
You had some weird depressing people on tonight.
I know, everybody's been really fucking depressing. Like, Tom Servo... Okay, wait, I have a couple more...
Yeah, Tom Servo's so depressing.
No! He called everybody he called today was like, my wife has cancer and, like, fucking purr.
He should just be like, shit. yeah, it's 2020 for me too, sir.
I know! But I like how he uses... Have a happy pandemic or whatever.
I had not heard him do that.
Yeah. He says a happy pandemic. Which is amazing. Oh,
I want to call up people tomorrow and ask them if they're celebrating the pandemic with family today.
Yes, do it. Do it.
Okay.
Okay, I have to pee really bad. Should I quit? Holy shit. I still have a couple more. Okay, I'll be right back.
Fuck it.
Let's do a couple more. Okay, but I have to pee. Oh my God.
Okay, hurry.
Okay. Couple more. Okay, but I have to. Oh, that was better. Much better.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Now I can calm down.
Calm down.
Okay, I'm calm. Hi, Anne. I'm a journalist. Would you be interested in speaking with me briefly?
Yep.
Traveling ahead of the holidays. Okay, so you're calling Anne.
Okay.
And you want to talk to her about traveling ahead of the holidays.
Of course I do.
Yeah. I know.
But who does she think I am?
You're with the Associated Press.
Oh, okay.
Oh, has been forwarded to an automated voicemail. System three.
I was all ready to go.
I know. I'm sorry. I was all ready to go. Okay, let's see. Thank you for this. So let's work on some coverage. Okay.
Anne's kind of a bitch.
She is. She's a real fucking bitch. All right. This is your Greg.
Grega.
You're Grega.
Grega.
Here, look, I'm going to put it in our chat here so you can see who we're calling.
Okay.
Okay, we're calling John. Let's see if he answers. It's like sports stuff. I don't know if I can.
Oh, God. I can't do this. What is this?
Yes, you can. Just do it. Do it.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello.
John.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Greg.
Who?
Greg.
Who?
Greg.
Who is that?
Greg Bailey. You were telling me how, you know, your PGA, he scored those 88 points in 24 hours.
Yeah, who's who are you?
It's a lot of points.
Why are you calling me this late?
Oh, I was just, well, for one thing, I just want to congratulate you on all those points that PGA scored.
Okay, why are you calling me this?
He scored 44 and 6 rebounds and 6 assists and 4 steals. Sir, 4 steals. Plus 40 points. Six rebounds.
He didn't want none of that.
Four assists.
He said, what the fuck?
He should be athlete of the week. What's he doing? Trying to get his son nominated for something?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Or maybe it's a big deal. I don't know.
What are you doing, Wowie? Sorry, Walter's like, burr, burr, burr. You making noises? I like it. Hi.
Gordo wants to know if he's ever had a dream.
Aw, sorry, he didn't want to.
Hey, do you have that memorized or do you have to read it from something?
I read it from something.
Okay.
You never tell. I have it memorized, but I listen to the remix version more. So, like,
someday you're gonna be like, ever. Yeah,
so that's what I want to do. Have you ever had a dream that you? That's what I want to do.
You're gonna start singing
all
it.
The time. That's where my brain goes. Yes, or 500. Yes, thanks, Green Imp. 500 would be awesome. Okay. I understand in movies you're acting. What?
What search term are you searching for on the Twitters?
These are all from Des Bernadette.
Oh, I see.
So I did not search for these.
This
person, I don't know who the fuck he's talking to, though.
Wow, that's a lot of caps.
Are you Brad Pitt? Is that what he's talking about? You and Brad Pitt character.
Who's he talking to?
I understand in movies you're acting to reaction. You and Brad Pitt character when man fire gun automatic rifle and bullet ricochet off of rock and bullet hit Isabel in chest. So actress who plays Isabel, she had to act. She died from gunshot, but it was a terrible accident. I was sad too. Amen. God bless you, honey. Tantoo Cardinal. I really love you in Legends of the Fall and Dancing with the Wolves.
What the hell is that? Legends of the Fall and Dancing with the Wolves. Who's that?
Who's the same person in that? I don't know. And somebody
quick
we
chat
meet
room.
In person. Oh, Jesus. He gives his fucking address. I love you. But he doesn't fucking...
I'm going to put his address in maps and see where he lives.
Okay. Is it Brad Pitt?
He wasn't in...
Maybe you can just say you're Brad Pitt.
Dancing with Wolves?
That's what it says.
What the fuck is that?
You know what it is. You know what that is. Okay, here, you're Brad Pitt. He forgot a river runs through it.
No, he was not in Dances with Wolves, was he?
I don't know.
Like,
it's Dancing with Wolves. Get it right.
The chat room's not going to help.
Thanks, Green Apple.
God damn it, chat room.
Hopefully Shane answers.
Hey, can we call back that guy that you said you were 16 to?
Fuck yes. Fuck yes, we can. Brent? Yeah. Hey, hold on. Let's see if... Kevin Bacon? Kevin Bacon, maybe?
Was Kevin Bacon in Dances? I've never actually seen Dances
Please
with
leave
Wolves.
Your message for 925-2-1-4.
You're bullshitting us, Rx Zombie Powder.
What?
He said Kevin Bacon. Oh. Okay, here comes this creepy guy. Are you talking to him?
What, this Shane guy?
Yeah, Brent.
Creepy, Brent?
Creepy 16-year-old.
Oh, Brent. His name's Brent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here, I'll show you.
No, it's okay. I get it. Or whatever. Whatever.
Don't get sassy with me.
Okay.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Michael Lesser.
What?
Michael.
Is not available.
Same last name.
Mm-hmm. So he also, here's a picture of me with Sage Francis.
I wonder if his name is Brent Michael.
Ooh. Brad, pretend to be Devin. Get him to slap his dick on the fan. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Grace. Hey, don't make fun of me.
Sorry.
Calendar for my iPhone. Grace needs to renew her life. I think time is necessary. Oh, she said, I think she's very Asian. She sounds very Asian.
But we're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
Shut up. Don't talk shit like it. I'm not being racist. How dare you? Hello? Oh, Grace.
Hello?
Grace.
Yes?
Hi.
What's calling, please?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, I think I will stay at home.
Why?
I have no event.
Do you want to come over for me and Brad?
Do you know me?
Grace!
We both know you. Hey, it's me, it's Brad.
Brad? Who's Brad?
Yeah. Me.
It's us.
We're Brad and Devin.
Brad and Devin, we want to make you some food and put it in your mouth.
I mean, maybe you made a mistake. I don't know you.
Nope. We did not make a mistake. You're the one we know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Grace, right? So, Grace?
What? Yes, where
yeah,
are
see,
you?
Yeah, see, told you so. See? Grace, yep.
We want to make your belly full and make you sleepy, but we won't take advantage of you while you're sleeping.
Because that would be wrong, so, and it's not the 90s anymore.
Where are you?
I'm in Eastern Ontario. Where are you?
I'm in Ottawa.
Oh, that's where we are.
Wow, yeah, Grace.
What a coinkydink.
Oh, yes. So, are we in the same city?
You know what? We're in the same house. Scare tactics.
The same?
Scare tactics.
You are my neighbor?
Yes.
Where? The second room?
Yes.
Oh.
Do Do you like turkey?
Oh, yes.
What about stuffing? Mm.
What noises do you make when you eat?
I don't know. I stay in the room.
But what noises do you make? What noises do your mouth make when you eat the turkey? Make the noises.
Oh. I don't know.
Do it. Go nom 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 nom. Grace!
Don't yell at Grace. Grace, it's okay.
Oh, Grace, okay. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Grace.
Oh, it's okay.
I lost Thank my you. Temper. Bye.
Bye.
Don't hang up, Grace.
No, Grace, no. We want to know if you'll come eat dinner with us tomorrow.
We want you to celebrate the pandemic with us.
In the room?
Mm-hmm.
Grace,
we're gonna hold hands and we're gonna say Grace. Get it?
Grace.
I think
Grace.
Why you don't sleep?
Grace. Oh, 'cause we're cooking.
Sleep is for squares, man.
Grace, come over and have Thanksgiving seg, Sue.
Oh, thank you. And sorry, I still have something need to do. And thanks for your
liar.
Hey, Grace. Mm-hmm. Hey, Grace.
Yes?
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you love me?
I love the kind people.
Well, I'm a kind person, so you love me then, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you say I love you?
I love all of you.
Grace, the thing
you calling me fat?
Oh, thank you.
The thing you need to do right now is Brad and I.
Oh.
You need to do us right now.
No. I have something need to do. Thank you.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh, bye.
Grace, wait.
What?
What are you going to dream about?
No.
What do you plan to dream about tonight?
Oh, tonight?
Yes.
I need to think something.
What will you dream about? What will the topic be?
Oh, no. I will sleep. And thank you so much.
But what will you will have a dream though? What will your dream be?
No. I think I will sleep. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye.
While you're sleeping, what will you dream about?
No. I have I have something need to do.
Turkey.
Grace.
Thank you for your kindness.
Excuse me, Grace. Can I have one more question?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
I think turkey is good.
Yeah, come over for some turkey, girl.
You're my kind of girl, Grace.
You're my kind of girl, Grace.
But now I have something need to do. Thanks for your kindness.
What will your dream be?
I cannot speak speak too long.
Oh, you should dream about sleeping. Maybe.
Oh, yes. I need sleep. Thank you. Bye.
Waifu.
Have you ever dreamt that you were awake all night?
No. I didn't sleep till now. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, love you. She's so nice. She finally hung up.
She's too polite to hang up on you.
Was. Sweet Grace, I love you. Oh, Grace,
she's gonna check her phone in the. She's gonna check her phone in the morning to make sure that was real.
She's gonna be like, "What the fuck? These people are crazy. I'm so scared." Oh my god, Grace, run! All right, that's it. We're done. We're out of numbers.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Anytime.
You're kind of amazeballs.
Oh, shucks.
Do you have any ending show suggestions?
Listen to Pranksgiving tomorrow night.
When evening. Does it start at 10 Eastern?
Yeah, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
7 Pacific. But you're going on Friday?
Yeah, like 2 or 1 or 3 or something.
2 or 1 or 3. Okay.
That's... Early afternoon. Okay. I forget because, you know, there's time zones.
I know. It's all fucking messy. And I wasn't invited except by you and Panty and Superphone Brothers. So I'm just going to go on everybody's show but Dwight's because...
Do it.
Rude ass. Okay.
Fucking Dwight.
I know, what a fucking asshole. Asshole! Just kidding. Okay.
You need to do a 48-hour stream every year.
Yeah, well, I'm starting Pranksgiving, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Brad. You're my mazeballs.
You too.
Aw. Did I make you say that? Did I just make you say that right now?
Kind of.
Okay, good.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Awkward. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you, Brad. I'm fucking ready to go. Sleep. I gotta wake up early. And then I gotta fucking sleep. I don't know what to listen to. I like this song. Let's do it.
When I watch you, what to do you right where you're standing? Yeah, right on the foyer on this dark day. Dispatch us to those separate work camps. I'll dream about you. I will not doubt you.
Hey, what's up?
Not a lot.
Oh, how's your night going?
Huh?
How's your night going?
It's going good. Who is this? Kim?
Yeah.
Okay. So you the one that woman at Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm surprised that you called me.
Why?
Cause you ain't been calling me. What time did you get off of work tonight?
Oh, just like an hour and 15 minutes ago.
And you've been promising me you're gonna call me. You ain't never called me. How come you ain't never called me before?
Well, what am I doing right now?
Hey, and you want to hear the song that I wrote for you?
Oh, yes, please, please. That's why I'm calling you.
No, yes. Are you want me to sing it to you?
I want you to sing it to me.
Well, it's thinking about you and then just the thoughts come in my mind. Your love is like a fountain that's gently pouring out. It lights my world with colors, bold and bright. But thank you, dear Kim. It's like a long and winding road that races around each bend. No love can take me farther than I've been. And I am a one-woman man. We've reached the highest peaks of joy, just valleys far below. We've even shared our two loves in the snow. I really care a lot about you, Kim. You've been my star on darkest nights, and you brought the sunshine in. No love can take me farther than I've been. Hey, do you like country music?
I love country music.
Hey, do you want to do some singing?
Hey, the ghosts are out, and they're coming for you.
No need to travel distant shores to make my dreams come
Bend
true.
Bend over, you're gonna get raped in the butt.
The wonders of the world I've seen of you. And I told you, I'm gonna give you $500 a meet. No need to dream of others on to hold me close again. I don't know if you're interested in me or not. No love can take me farther. No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to even do better than that. Than I've been. I'm going to get you $1,000. Your love is like a fountain that's gently pouring out. It lights my world with colors, bold and bright. Anything ever happens to my daddy? It's like a long and winding road that races around each bend. No love can take me farther than I've been. Kim, everybody tells me, they say, Ricky, you got the whole world in the palm of your hand. You got everything in this world that you need and want. To a certain extent, maybe I do, but no, I don't. It don't mean nothing to me. What I got don't mean nothing to me, Kim. Because I don't have nobody to share it with. But the thing of it is, you got a boyfriend, and I know that. But God in heaven only knows. I would give anything in this world if I could share anything and everything in this world that I got, if I could share it.